thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy.
My God, it's 7:29. You weren't watching for me. I can't get off that easy. Gotta watch for you. We're not serious enough, are we? I didn't come to do this, but as I was coming up, I said, where in the world? Because I looked at the clock before I came, and I thought, I can get there. And he wept over Jerusalem. But I thought, I think you come. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can see you don't. If I moved as slow as you folk do, I'd never be on time. It's about 7:25. The Lord said to me, quick. I got something I want you to do. How fast is that coming, Brother Dennis? Brother Dennis. Because I wanted to get here before time. And if I'd have been a few minutes later, some of you folk would have been gone.
That's true.
Then I said, where? Where are you? Oh, we're not working together, are we? Are we? I think the scripture talks about strengthen the things that are about to die. I believe the scripture that says something about strengthening those that are about to die. I believe it's the verse that mentions that. Set your house in order, because you are going to die. And not live. Can you turn your face to the wall and pray the prayer of Hezekiah?
And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write these things, said he, that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast...
To be the seventh angel messenger. Do I need the seven spirits of God?
Yes.
Or would this five get me by?
I know thy works.
See, every one of those angel messengers, every one of them, I've experienced every one of them.
Amen.
I went through all those times. I know your works, neither hot nor cold, neither in nor out. Go ahead.
I know thy works, that thou hast the name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die.
Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Now that ain't what I came here to do. And I came expecting all to be here. From 7 to 7:30. Prayer time. Oh, I know some of you even come in and sit there and you're still not here. Well, I'm there in body, but where's your spirit? God's the spirit. A biblical term for spirit is mind. Where's your mind? He gives you perfect peace. Whose mind? Now, would you like me to point out somebody who's about to die? Come here, Gino. Come here, Gino. I believe you got a phone call today for him.
Yes, sir.
You're about to die. I can hear the death throes. I can hear the agony. I know it's true. I always speak the truth, especially when it comes down to you. He almost died spiritually. Can you reiterate some of the words you said on the phone call?
I just gave in big time today to doubt and fear.
Would you please repeat them?
I gave in big time today to doubt and fear.
About to die, huh? Thank you. Sit right here. About to die. About to die. What would you do if I came in and set your house in order? Because you're going to die. Well, you see, I've already done that, haven't I? Now, the Lord said, run quick. Read what the prophet said to Hezekiah when he came back. The one who was about to die. Come on, Stuart, shake yourself. Because you're not only about to die, you're twice dead.
15 years.
All right? The prophet came back. Boy, you folk won't budge, will you? This is what I came to do. Somebody read that scripture for me, please.
Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying...
Now, remember now, he went to the king and said, set your house in order, you're going to die and not live, and he walked out.
Right.
And that king went to prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with you, Hulk. I don't know what to do with you. And God gave him up to a reprobate mind to do their own thing? I tried to tell you time and time again, when Jeremiah went to that prophet or that king, hey, you're kings. You got a reign coming. A throne to sit on. We shall overcome and sit down on our throne. My God, come on, people! You mock me every time I demonstrate. Every time I... That morning, that old prophet woke up and God said, go see the king. Yes, sir. Always glad to see the king. And the king was glad to see him. Can you do something about the way you're listening? Can you turn your face to the wall? Can you humble yourself after the king done? Can't do it, can you? I remember some years ago and I was talking about Samuel. How one night God moved upon me till I run like a crazy fool around this place looking. I didn't know that. Of course, I never told you. No. Oh, you look at me. Boy, you tell things, Brother Stan. I told these things on the radio. I told them on the tabernacle. I told them in the kitchen. I told them in private. And you just don't hear. Now, Terry remembers that night. It was a night just like the way I come running. I went looking for Samuel. Because God had told me he going to die and not live.
Right. Sure.
Or I'll quit. Get out.
Okay.
Get out. And don't come back. You won't do that, you brazen one, huh? I don't want to do that. I ran all over the place trying to find Samuel. And finally somebody told me he was walking by the radio room. I went jumping out and went running down the run. You folk aren't going to budge, are you? You're not going to show any sign of humility, are you? And I sit there and, you stiff neck. you uncircumcised in heart, you do always. How the hell do you think you're going to make it without the Holy Ghost? I asked you, wise guys, how do you think you're going to endure without the Holy Ghost? I asked you, answer me. Without him? How do you think you're going to stand in this hour we're in right now without the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Tell me. Tell me. Then you run from the filling station because you're filled with your own will, your own mind. I never got ran to Samuel. Samuel had a little grin on his face. Samuel's gone, folk, you know. I told him then. I said, Samuel, you need to repent of the attitude you had towards me. Attitude is a spirit. He sort of stood there a minute. I said, you know, Samuel, I don't believe you can do it. I'm still offering you a place to repent. I gave him space to repent. How much more space do you want? You. And see, when I do this, then innocent one like this who tries to get, they get all upset. Next thing, she's blown out of space because the rest of you folk. Yeah, then I got to talk tough to her. Set your house in order. You're going to die and not live. Maybe God will let you die so you can live. He let some of these folk die around here so they can live. Rick Bell. He'd have been dead spiritually if he got out that river with his. Brother Timothy, how's he doing? Huh? You're going to do it, huh? See, do I really want to start? Whoa, Bertha. How many times I've gone through this with you people? The prophet said to Hezekiah, you're going to die. The word of the Lord, the word of God is final. It's the ending of the matter. No reprieve. Caught you all unexpected tonight, didn't I? I even walked down this aisle. Some of these folks didn't even. I was here. If he came unexpectedly, just walked in on you, just came checking up on you. See, I do those things. I do them. Very disappointed. Adam, you weren't expecting me, Adam? Where are you? Adam, man, I put you in this garden so I can come every day and have fellowship with you. I put you here so you can fellowship with me. Gave you everything you could ever ask for. And I come looking for you. Adam, where are you? Can't even move you, can we? Can we? God's moving by His Spirit, but we won't move with the Spirit, will we? We'll quench it. We'll resist it. I was so excited because I wanted to get to the second part. I wanted to get to it. Maybe if God will let me, I can do it. Were they ashamed? Nah. Set your house in order, he said. You're going to die, man, and not live. And that was the word of the Lord, God Almighty. And God don't ever change. Jacob, where are you going? Jacob, where are you going? Why? What, y'all doing the same thing. I got a little PD. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm tired. And you just let them quit. You're excuse makers. Wow, what looks. Boy. Who that was harder on, Hezekiah or Jeremiah? I want you to go tell that king. God chosen king, ordained of God. I want you to tell him his house is not in order. His spirit's not right. His heart's placed. Come, had enough of it. You're going to die, King. But I like him. See, I really came up because I wanted to get to the second part.
It came to pass before.
Oh, just wait a minute. I'll tell you, when I say when, be ready. Get your eyes right on it. Don't lose it. When I talk to that king, just say it to the Lord. You're going to die, King. You and I have been friends for a long time. I know you're God's chosen, but you're going to die because I'm God's chosen. I've been chosen to tell you you're going to die, boy, and you're not going to live. I don't think Hezekiah got up and ran to the bathroom. I don't think he made an excuse. Turned his face to the wall. And I told you this. How in the world could that man pray a prayer like that? Would you like to hear it? Or maybe you don't want to hear it again. Can somebody read his prayer? Turned his face to the wall and wept. I experienced this many times. How dare I say something like that? You want to hear what he said?
Yes.
Read.
I beseech thee, O Lord.
I pray with you. I beseech you. O Lord God. Read.
Remember now how I have walked before thee.
Remember I walked before you. Read.
In truth.
In truth.
And with a perfect heart. And have done that which is good in thy sight.
Why, brother, that can't be true about you. You haven't walked before God with a perfect heart. None like him, though he heard. I told you all along you didn't believe that. I told you all along you don't believe that. See, all I'm doing right now is maintaining my integrity.
Amen.
That's all I'm doing.
Amen.
I'm the prophet. Read.
And Hezekiah wept sore.
How do I remember that? Remember me, Lord? Oh, Jeremiah's walking down the road. Jeremiah, what do you want? You got to go back. No. I got to go back and watch that guy die. You got to go back. I wish somebody in this place. I wish I knew what to do to find a way to get you people. Why, you didn't even think I heard your call. I listened to every call. And I said, I respond accordingly. So whether you call on the phone, or call on the spirit, or up here calling, I listen to every call. You know the first thing I did when I come up here? Where'd you see me coming? How come I didn't come that way? Because I wanted to see if your car was here. Because before I got here, I got a little note from you. And you told me you were going to press to the ear in prayer.
Amen.
So I came looking for you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
What did Jeremiah tell him?
Turn again. Tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I've heard that prayer. Weeping and crying. In desperation. I've heard. Read!
I have seen thy tears.
I see your tears, boy.
Behold.
And behold!
I will heal
thee. I will heal thee! Come up here, Jacob. Jacob. I'll come and drag you, boy. Jacob, come here. The kingdom of God suffers violence. But those that want the blessings of the kingdom, they fight for it. I come to pray for you.
Amen.
Good vitamin C right here.
Amen.
I come to pray for you. I come to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
And you, and you, and you. And you. And you, and you, and you, and you. Because I heard God say, remember that storm? I changed the whole thing because you prayed.
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
Shame on you, boy. We've been together for quite a while. Never one time ever prayed for God to take you out of here. Never. Curly top and all. God heal this condition, this man. This excuse making, this screwed up head. Touch these ears, touch this body. In Jesus' name. Make them strong, God, in the faith. Thank you, Father. In the name I command the unclean spirit that torments to be bound and cast from them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heal his stomach. Heal his heart. He's a healer. Christ the healer.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes.
If you want to know him as Savior, you're going to have to know him as healer.
Amen.
He's not just a Savior.
Amen.
He's a healer.
Amen.
And at evening time, it's evening time.
Yes.
How many times did God bring that to them? At evening time, they brought unto him all of those that were possessed with devils and sickness, and he healed them all.
Amen.
Right, God, he healed them all. He's a healer, a broken heart. He will mend all your shattered dreams. He'll take up the pieces of your broken heart, your broken spirit, and he'll bind them together again. He'll bring joy and peace and love. He's here.
He is here.
Glory.
Glory.
Are you going to be healed or are you going to keep on playing around? We need you. We need you to work and to kitchen work and whatever. We don't need you running your mouth that much, but we... I know you... Ah, boy. Thank God. And the babe jumped in her womb.
Amen.
And that old uterus jumped right back in the body.
Hallelujah.
You told me the other day, it's a big old thing. Don't what you told me. I heard you tell me.
Yeah.
Look at these people. Hi, God, they want to make me a liar. You didn't hear me right. I hear you. I hear your groanings. Because God said, I heard their groanings. I hear their tears. And I'll come down to deliver. Glory be to God. Heal the choke, Lord. Heal the jaw. Heal the heart. The ears of hurt. And then hurt you? Well, heal the hurt. Now you got a man that won't hurt you. Now you got a brother that won't hurt you.
Amen.
So do yourself no harm.
Amen.
What in the world do I got? A living epistle. Charged with the word of God. Inspired by the Holy Ghost. Sent by divine will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Read.
Turn again.
Turn again.
No. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people.
Children of God.
Amen.
Captain of the host of God's people all over the world.
Amen.
Go Thus saith the Lord.
Oh, yes.
The God of David, thy father.
The God of David, your father.
I have heard thy prayer.
I have heard your prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glory.
No doubt about it.
That's it?
I have seen thy tears. And behold.
And behold.
I will heal thee.
I will heal thee.
Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord.
Wow.
Glory.
And I will add unto thy days.
Wow.
15 years.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Now we're lucky. Because we ain't got 15. But somewhere in that 15 years. At this point in time, I don't believe we have 15 years. But whatever he does for us in this 15-year period of time, we'll be ready for his 15 or 20 or 25 or eternity. Boy, would somebody get excited at the Word of God. The Word of God! Read it again! Turn again, he said.
Turn again.
Start from the beginning.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
Before Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again.
Read that last line again.
And that the word of the Lord came.
No!
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
Before Isaiah.
Or during the time.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Before Isaiah was.
Before he got out of the house.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Amen.
After delivering that message of death.
Amen.
Before he gets out of the house.
Amen.
God gives him another message.
Amen.
A message of life. Amen. When somebody is saved around here. Yes. My God, how long we have to go on with this guy using that leg as an excuse. I've seen God heal legs. Worse than that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he can.
No. Oh, yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God willing, he is. He's willing to heal you. Are you willing to let God heal you? Are you willing to let God save you? Or do you want to exercise your will? They shall lay hands on the sick.
Oh, Father.
And they shall recover. These signs shall.
Yes.
They shall speak with new tongues. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm right with God. I'm on my way to heaven. God is my Father. Hey, Rob, and your wife, if you ever need to be in the tabernacle, it was now. If you ever need it, the Lord be for you, surely need him now. And he's here.
Amen.
And here, my friend, who only magnify, he's here. He's not here. Well, we didn't know you was going to be there. Isn't that something? Blessed is he who, when the Lord cometh, will find you so looking for him, waiting for him. Why don't we take this thing serious? I took God serious. I wasn't feeling too well. Oh, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is an Holy Ghost. You don't know that, do you? I'm telling you. That's not by might, but by my spirit. See a spirit on me? See a spirit on me?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What does it do?
Quick.
Do I get quick?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did I get quick? Quick. See how Jeremiah got quick? He got quickened. I better get back to real quick before that guy changed his mind. He might just give up the disappointment. He might give up. I want to get back to, hey, he heard your prayer.
Amen.
Don't give up, boy. Said you're going to give it 15 more years. That means God trusts you. When God gives you an extension of life, my God, he's trusting you in life. My God, somebody! What do you got to do with him? Be healed. Be thou made whole. A word for the Lord is sufficient. Believe his word. Even if they lay hands on you, still got to believe his word. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe, believe, believe. I wonder how much longer I got to be among you people. For you will be thoroughly convinced. So you can help convince me. Just like natural brute beasts. A dog barks, a cat meows, a cow moos, a donkey honks. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. A horse neighs, a bird flies, a duck swims, a chicken clucks. Doing what you're supposed to do. But you're not supposed to live after your flesh. For they that live after the flesh, respond after the flesh. See, I knew they'd come. They finally heard me. Where you two go to? Huh? Get over here, I want to talk to you. You said what? Prayer is from 7 to 7:30. I got here at 7:29. And I need you here to say, he's here.
I heard that. He's here.
Are you here? I was here.
I see, brother.
Amen. Well, I've been pretty rough on these two, haven't I?
Yeah.
It's kind of rough on you, huh? So Mama got you out of the house, take her to the doctor.
She did. Yes.
If you talk to Jerry again, tell him to stay the hell over there and go to hell.
That's right.
He's not doing the will of the Father.
Out of his way.
And Alex Kalkup, you talk with him too?
Forum up there.
Huh?
He called me.
What?
He called me.
Where?
On the forum.
When you was up north?
Yeah, I want to know about you. That's why you asking me for. Ask him yourself.
Because those two guys were two of the first men ever helped in the ministry.
I'd kill myself.
Alex Kalkup kept fussing because he thought I was reneging on the King James Version. I said, man, I'm the living epistle. I am the King James Version.
That's right. He's fishing.
I know he's fishing.
But he should be listening.
No, you listen. Forget about him. Anybody that doesn't want to believe that Jesus is coming, you're Antichrist.
That's right on.
Because Jesus is the Christ. And he's coming.
That's right.
And you better find some way to get beyond this stupid flesh you live in. That's right. Put that look on your face again.
Last time.
Father, heal these two. Heal their body. Bind up their broken heart.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And let them be free.
Yes, Jesus.
Just serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Oh, God. God. Rich, move it.
Jump out of that plane, boy. Jump out of that plane.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's hard for us to realize that the one reason why God wants to heal us is because he needs us.
Amen. Part of him, yes. Mercy. Glory.
Jerry Golden wanted you to help buy a farm over here.
Louisiana.
I understand your letter, but my God, I thought he was sent to Jerusalem.
Sure.
These damn generation of people. These people have denied the faith. Hey, you better stop it! I'm a man of faith. I speak the word of faith. I walk in faith. I'm justified by grace through faith. Y'all better straighten up around here. Mockers. He's here. Are you here? Do you people see what happened tonight? You weren't expecting me. And 25 after 7, I wasn't expecting. No, I was eating a piece of chocolate, peanut butter candy. My daughter sent me. My daughter sent me little peanut butter things. I already turned down a donut and we got some milk. But I didn't turn down God's command.
Amen.
You know what? When I came out of the house, I had a wee-wee. So what do you think I'd done? A wee-wee right to my... I didn't want to take time to go back in the house. But I knew time was running.
Right.
Took care of some more demands. Now, some of you guys, you go around this ground here, and you have to wee-wee. When you wee-wee on a man-hill, you will kill them all. Yeah, you will. You see an animal somewhere, wee-wee on it. They'll be dead in less than 30 minutes. Don't believe me? Give it a try. That old urine's powerful. Gene, it's about time you shake yourself from being Gino. I got a song for you tonight. Rise and be healed. Hold it. I got a song for you tonight. Rise and be healed.
In the name of Jesus, let faith arise in your
heart. Hold it. I got a song for you tonight. Rise and be healed. Send his word and heal them. Rise and be healed
in the name of Jesus.
Sure.
Let faith arise in your heart. Rise and be
made whole. Yes. Oh. Let your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody! Somebody! Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you in the name of Jesus. One of my favorite things I used to do was, I'm saved, because God said I'm saved. I'm healed, because God said I'm healed. I'm free, because God said I'm free. I'm blessed, because God said I'm blessed. And God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. Sure, it'd be nice if I got many of you priests who would be obedient to the faith, because you are called to be kings, Hezekiah, and priests,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Thank
unto God. We have come into this house I've asked you to do many times. Oh, I heard this first time you prayed. This damn house. Barnishing. You tell me the story. This is just something. It was my oldest son, the one that won't pay me no mind. It says I neglected him. Get out! Just, we're at it again. Come right out of your eyes. God's people, boy, are they hard. Unmovable. So stuck. Are they ashamed the way they act? Nah. See, I'm going to tell a story for my benefit to remind me. It was back when the Hong Kong flu, like this one. Nobody remembers the Hong Kong flu.
Yes.
It's before the Asian flu.
Yes.
See, this flu stuff is nothing new. Nobody remembers the Hong Kong flu.
Yes.
Where did this one come from? Where did I say this one come from?
China.
So where did the Hong Kong flu folks come from?
China.
Ah. The Mr. Trump is paying a great price because they say Kung Fu, because they're trying to put all this on China. It don't belong on China. It don't even belong on you. It belongs on the devil. He's the one. Boy, is there anybody here going to join me in this fight against Satan? Anybody at all? Onward, Christian. Oh, I know what you want me to say. At ease. But woe be unto you that are at ease in Zion. Is it nothing to you all that's going on around you? It means nothing to you at all? Your testimony been a lie? I'm a soldier. I'm more than a conqueror. Is your testimony anything at all? My boy was about, might have been four or five. Nice little fella. And he got the flu. No water in the house, no bath, no wood stove, only one electric light. Oh, it's the way you say things. I don't know if he's... I can't believe that. We had two double beds in the sicker. We didn't have a big house. My son laid over there. His sister laid on a little cot. A little. You know, this is the way you're looking at me here. Ah. How do you tell folk you have no interest in hearing a story? How do you give a testimony when nobody wants to hear it? See, you folk forgot something. God promised me he was going to heal his people. That's you. Somebody better tell you, God keeps his promise. But you got to believe it. You got to believe in his promise. I can't tell you how many times I prayed for the boy. Because he would get feverish. His temperature would go way high. So high that you could smell it burning up the brain cells. Is there anybody here that's ever experienced that? Anybody at all? And of course, I didn't go to the doctor. That's nice to say that when there's no sickness. But surely when you get sick, you got to run to the doctor. But back in them days, I just... And I won't do it today. I hope I don't y'all don't find me laying down in the bed one day and not moving. Just leave me alone. Don't you holler for... You know, I meant to tell you something the other day. You watched me going to the bathroom, right? About 4 years ago, I went to the bathroom, and I sat down on the commode. And all at once, I found myself laying on my head on the floor. Just poof. Tracy come running in, and I staggered up. She, what's the matter? I said, I don't know. I never had that before. She said, you want me to call Pastor Timothy? I said, no. I must have prayed for that boy at least 25 times. I put my hands on him, rebuked the fever, and he was seeing that he would go down a little bit, because he would lay there with his you smell it. Oh, will you all believers get out, please? I mean, let's go out of that door and keep right on going. You're going to cast all believers out.
Amen.
You're an offense to God when you won't believe him. He gets offended. And love is not easily offended.
Amen.
Aren't you tired of making excuses for your willingly stupidity? The boys get better. I go back to my bed and lay down. All at once, I hear him again. He's going delirious. He's saying crazy stuff. I can smell the fever. I get up, I go back and pray for him again. Not one time did God fail me. He's always trusted me.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to touch you, folk.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you touch him? Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
You don't know how, do you? Some folks don't know how to touch him, do you? The woman, she said, I know how to touch him. I'll just touch him. If I can but touch him. And she touched him. I heard him say, who touched me? What?
Amen.
I must have prayed 25 times or more. Watch that little boy's brain just cooking, smelling it, eyes rolling back in his head. And every time I prayed, God would touch him. He would come back down. Then I'd go lay on my bed. Can't do anything about it, can you? I laid in the bed again, and all at once I saw the boy sit up, and he was delirious. He was describing crazy things he was seeing. Wow. I just can't get all you people. Hard to believe it. Some of you folk gonna be left behind. Don't want to. Don't want you to come behind any gift. See, don't know that scripture, do you? Paul said he wants you to come to see him because he didn't want them to come behind any gift. So I come up to see y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, they're getting bored. I hear him. I hear him, Lord. The boy began to describe a bunch of crazy. Now, all I can do is hope that there's people here that seen people in delirious. Nobody has ever experienced people so delirious they see objects. Nope, nobody? Very real. So what I see Jesus. Very real.
Very real.
Very real.
Very real.
You know why? Because he's here.
Hallelujah.
The boy starts, he sat up in the bed. You could feel the heat. I could smell the fever. And then he was crazy. He was going crazy. He was delirious. That's what they call it. Delirious. Or delusional. Very real. people who's having them, very real. I got jumped on my out of my bed, started to go pray for them again real quickly, just like I jumped out, came up here. They don't believe me, Lord. They just don't believe me. I came up here for you to be healed. So be healed. Be thou made whole. As I started to go back to pray for the boy, I heard God say to me, I heard you the first time you prayed. What has Hezekiah tell her?
Turn again.
What?
Tell Hezekiah the captain might be, saith the Lord God of David, thy father. I have heard thy prayer.
You folk have been asking God to heal you? You have been asking God for a miracle in your life? Well, I'm here to tell you, he heard your prayer. My God. I'm here to tell you, he set you free. I wish somebody could say that right here. I rolled back into bed and I said, all right, God, if he lives or dies, I won't ask again. I refused to go back to the boy's bed and pray for him. Must have been an hour or so. Next thing I know, I was asleep. Maybe 3 or 4 hours I slept. I jumped out of the bed. Went looking for the boy and he wasn't in the bed. Go ahead, mock me. Come on, you damn fools. Sit there with your... Go ahead, play game. Come on, just... I wonder why you think God kept you here. I wonder why he brought you back here. To hold my hands up. To believe with me. To believe with each other.
Yes.
I jumped out of bed. The boy wasn't there. See, you, that doesn't move you because you don't believe what I tell you, what I went through that whole night with that boy. Oh, you're dramatizing. You help dramatize it. I ran out the house. Where'd that boy go? Where's he at? And I ran out the house and the front porch and sitting down in front of the porch. There he was with his little homemade truck. He was playing. I said, boy, what are you doing? Jesus healed me, Daddy. Okay. So I never said anything about that anymore until one night. I was in Albany, Georgia. And I felt led to tell this story. At the service. Do I got to tell the people this, Lord? That's what a jewel of a story. And I'm dealing with a bunch of unbelievers. An unbelieving generation. That's rebellion, first class. Unbelieving. We was walking down a store after I told a story that night in that church about how if I found a boy, I told you like I told you, how we went through the whole night agonizing with that after service. I was walking down to the store to get some cookies or crackers or something. He was holding my hand. He's walking along with me. I'll never forget. He said, Daddy? I said, what is it, son? He said, you don't really know what happened that night. You know, you were telling the story. I said, you don't really know what happened. I said, yeah, I do. God healed you. He said, Daddy, I told you, you don't really know what happened. I said, well, boy... What? Why don't you tell me? I was afraid you wouldn't believe me because I'm a little boy. Boy, you people are hard. So afraid to talk to you because I'm afraid you folks just won't believe me. I said, well, tell you what, son. You tell it to me and I'll believe you. His little face lit up. He said, Daddy, when you didn't come back to pray for me because you'd done it many times that night, There was this time you didn't come back to pray for me. I looked over for you and you just didn't come. See, then I looked up and I saw Jesus. I said, Jesus, come and heal me. He said, remember, he had a hand stretched out just like that, he told me. He said, from every one of his fingers came a warm ray of light. A little child to lead him.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, you become converted like a little child.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, and I've witnessed this in Mass. Till Osborne was one of the greatest. By the time he came along, the prayer line was being used, but then you get 100,000 people. How do you pray for everyone in a prayer line? So tell all of them to do just like this. See, all of you people, put your hand on your body where you hurt. Then you not be healed.
Hallelujah.
And all over the place, but not everybody. You all can be healed tonight, you know. An unbelieving generation. You got to get them to believe it, William Branham. All the gifts you give me, all the miracles been recorded, and the mighty works that's been done here. Anybody living on these grounds that have been healed by here? He healed you? Huh? How a mighty work. Has he kept you?
Yes.
A mighty work.
Mighty.
Mighty.
Mighty. Which means we hope. Now hope is something only God can give. We're patient in hope. The world can't give you any hope. Your family can't give you any hope. Hope is a manifestation of God's grace. I have hope. I have hope. I have hope. Which means we hope that God keeps you around until the close of the door of grace.
Amen.
I'm a doorkeeper.
Yes.
As long as I hang a right, I'll keep the door open for you.
Amen.
Enter in now.
Hallelujah.
Enter in. Prophet, well, we'll make it without you.
That was her sign. That was her sign.
And these signs. We're the sign. You're made perfect, aren't you? With the prophet, aren't you?
Amen.
Well, how much faith do you think I've had to exercise here tonight? Huh? Say you're healed.
Amen.
Do I have to believe it?
Amen.
You made hope.
Thy faith has made you whole. What a word of faith. What a word of faith. Hear that, Jacob? Did you hear it? That nonsense in your head? You know what they say they can do for you now? They can give you an operation of the brain and you wouldn't hear none of that stuff no more. Boy, they come up with all kind of cures now. They do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But even that, you got to believe.
Good, Lord.
Yeah, try this for 2 weeks. You come back and tell me how it's working out.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How's it going? Well, all the doctors do is practice medicine. So why don't you practice faith?
Hallelujah.
So over and over again. Just keep doing it till you get a proof of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Prove the Lord your God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
I need God to do something. And I don't have too many more years.
True. None of us did.
Really, right now, I need to go lay down. Because when I stand up here and I work, anytime that my heart starts working hard. It works too hard, it might fail. They call it heart failure. Because the body's asking for oxygen. The organs are asking for blood. And the heart's trying to give it to it. To it. Then the pressure goes. That's hard trying to meet the demand. You know, Jesus has heart trouble. He got you on his heart. He needs some blood. He's under great pressure, you know. Satan's pressing him. Saying, you can't say that. Yes, I can. I believe I can.
Amen.
I wish somebody gets saved. God, what are you doing? Father, in Jesus' name, heal these people. Just heal them, Lord, until they know they're healed. I don't need healing. I just need strength. Heal them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless you. Have a good night. You may begin to speak. You can talk for 2 minutes.